Robot number one is here.
Okay, robot, and that belongs to that team.
A second floor classroom at the middle school is busy with activity as students take apart Lego buildings and run a programmable robot through its paces. Students are finishing up their programs, writing code to lead the team's robot through missions or tasks.
We need it to do different things. It's not exactly a course where we get it to go and do something, like flip a switch or flip a couple switches or knock something over.
That's 7th grader Andre Poole.
A lot of the time when I do it, I'm doing the crane over there where you have to flip one switch and then you have to move over to flip another one. The first one is what turns it. If you flip it too far, then it goes too far. And then the other one makes the piece drop down. You have to get it to land in a blue circle, which doesn't always work.
The competition in Juneau has 8 tables set up and teams will face off against each other at adjacent tables. There's also a commentator during the matches with music and a cheering crowd. 8th grader Logan Haley will be traveling for his 3rd year with the team, and he explains the head-to-head against other teams is more difficult than students expect.
So you want to make the robot run this program. Well, you're having to deal with a bunch of noise and people yelling, and it's harder to focus on what you're doing, and you feel like you're being rushed through it.
Another 8th grader, Rowan Olson, explains a little bit more about how the competition works.
You have 2 minutes and you can squeeze in as many programs as you can get in there. Some teams, what they decide to do is that they put multiple programs into one so that they'll go out, they'll flip the elevator maybe, or they'll hit this and then they'll come back so they have extra points. That's usually what some teams do, but it does take a lot more time and a lot more coordination. So it's a bit more difficult to do, but it does pay off in the end.
And Elias Ward is another 7th grader on the team.
Right now I am making a program that is meant to go up a bridge, and by stepping on these 2 pedals, it lifts up 2 flags. Each flag is 15 points, and if you complete the program, that's 20 points, even if you don't raise any flags. And right now I'm just fine-tuning the program to make sure it'll work smoothly.
So no more extra pieces on the table. Make sure that we're running the missions accordingly.
One of the team's coaches, Cindy Fry, is giving instructions to her 2 teams of 7th and 8th graders in the final weeks leading up to the competition.
And so you want to start thinking about that too, but refinement is where we're at. Okay, not innovation right now. Refinement and consistently, predictably getting those missions done. Okay?
The robotic missions are just one of 3 parts of the competition. Students are also judged on a project they develop to help their community. They're also judged on how well they reflect core values of the competition. Again, here's Coach Fry.
Not only do they have to talk about how they collaborated, how they had an innovative project, how they came up with that idea, but then also do a task that they are not aware of to see how they work together as a team. And so depending on what that task is, depending on, you know, how they communicate, how they collaborate, and how quickly they can get through that assigned task. It might be a problem solving, it might be a physical task, it might be a mental task. We don't know until we get there.
Each year, the competition table has a different theme for the missions to complete and projects that the teams develop. Last year, it was a space theme. This year's theme is cities. For projects, one of Petersburg's teams designed a greenhouse. Again, here's Olson.
It's like a little greenhouse that's affordable. It's not that hard to build, and it can, it makes food. And it also has chickens, this little fish tank inside it.
The other traveling team developed a project that generates electricity from wave power. The 6th graders worked on a floating platform that could be used for building on Muskeg. Students are having fun with the activity and look forward to competing. Here are 7th graders Sean Toth, Isaac Litster, and Caden Turlin.
It's pretty fun just to challenge your brain a little after school. I mean, once you finish your homework,
it's good for, really good for problem solving and teamwork. And then a side of like kind of thinking of solutions that could affect people, not that are kind of real world, innovative problems solving and than coding.
I think that our team has a chance against all the other teams. Our last year's sixth grade team actually won, and I think we got this.
The traveling teams of 7th and 8th graders, about 10 total, are scheduled to compete in Juneau December 14th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.